I'd like to acknowledge staff for the diligent work and for their steadfastness, in as much as they have to be here as long as we are here. And if we're here until 6 o'clock in the evening, they have to do the same. So I want to thank them for their patience and their due diligence. Thank you very much for all that you do. Item number one, please.
Item number one, project number WH001, Highway Safety Improvement Program, page 26.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Coleman.
It's had a sort of a housekeeping question. We had the Capital Improvements Committee, which you and I served on with Supervisor Mayo, Mr. Masterson, and then that committee made recommendation to the county executive. I think we had Mayor Scafidi on that committee, Mayor Eli from Wauwatosa.
Yes.
And I wonder if the administration has prepared for us a comparison between what the Capital Improvement Committee recommended and what the county executive recommended.
Mr. Masterson.
Chairman, supervisors, thank you. And good morning. Yes, yesterday we did submit a memo outlining the comparison between the CIC and the county executive's recommended budget. The projects that were recommended as highly ranked projects of the CIC, as included in the county executive's recommended budget, as well as, if you remember, the July committee cycle for the fund transfer regarding the unspent bonds. A number of those projects that were included in the CIC were picked up and funded current year 2013 through that fund transfer process. If the chairman and supervisors would like, I could give basically a brief summary of the memo that was submitted yesterday and just kind of highlight some of those points that would address the department's requested capital, some of the items that were looked at during the county executive's review process, which basically mirrored a lot of the factors and things that were looked at during the CIC, and then how the CIC's process, procedure, and role played in the county executive's recommended.
Proceed, please. Well,
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up on my question, I guess what I'm asking for is something a little more simple than that. There was a list of projects which staff, you know, went out and looked at and recommended to the Capital Improvements Committee. There was a high recommendation, low recommendation. The Capital Improvements Committee came up with about a little bit more than the recommended amount to bond. And I guess my question is there a simple, you know, I see we got an email from you, which frankly I haven't had a chance to review yet. Is there just a simple memo that says, okay, here are the projects which the CIC recommended. They're either in or they're out. And then if there are new projects which showed up from nowhere, which I think there are, you know, are they highlighted? I mean, and we don't need to, I don't necessarily at this point need to know the county executive's rationale for doing so, but just the fact that certain projects appeared out that weren't recommended even to the CIC.
Chairman, supervisor, certainly I can provide that information. In fact, the memo does include a partial answer to your question. And I believe it's the first table. It highlights the projects that were included in the CIC recommended and were also included in the county executive's recommended. Now, in terms of the projects that weren't included at all during the CIC process but were introduced rather through the normal or historic budgeting process, that's an exercise we'll have to go through and compare the CIC against the county executive's recommended. But I can certainly provide that information to you most likely on Friday end of day.
Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt. Thank you, Mr. Masterson.
Yes, thank you. And I appreciate the summary, too, but I, you know, limited time to go through all these things, but I did cursorily go through it. I have two questions, just kind of housekeeping again, that we've tried to stay with. You know, the 20% financing goal, cash financing goal, and then we self-impose for our bond rating and our limit ourselves in that $30 million category, you know, after, I know we go up to 50-some million always because of the airport, but what is the difference between, I thought I saw the figure, 36 million, did the CIC did 36 million? What is the county, and that goes along with Supervisor Cullen's question a little bit too, you know, what the county executive's recommending? I mean, is it important, and why is it important, I maybe to mention to all of us again, that we stay in these parameters in that 30 million category, and it doesn't really hurt us to go to 36? Could you speak to that, please? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, Supervisors, yes. The CIC committee, if memory serves me correctly, their highly ranked projects for 2014 came in approximately 1.4 or 1.5 million over the 36.5 million 2014 bonding cap. The county executives came in at just under roughly $4,000 underneath the bonding cap. Now, something to be aware of is that obviously not all of the capital projects in the CIC were included in the recommended process. However, to note, only four projects in the CIC recommended projects were not included in either the county executives or the unspent bond fund transfer that occurred in July. So essentially four projects were not included. To answer your question about why the county adheres to the 3% annual bonding cap over the last year, that was basically a policy set forth in 2003. It was basically a policy goal that was made in agreement between the county board and county executive to limit the year-over-year corporate purpose bond amount by not more than 3%. So that gets you to the methodology that we use today and applied to the 2014 recommended capital budget. And it was also part of the CIC kind of bonding cap that they used in order to determine high-ranked and low-ranked projects.
Okay. I guess my follow-up is just, I mean, we'll find out what those four projects are then, too.
Can you just tell us now?
Mr.
Masterson, please tell the committee what those four projects are.
Certainly. Chairman, Supervisors, again, this is something that is included in the memo. Let me just turn to that page. The four projects included variable air volume boxes, basically HVAC equipment for the COGS building, video visitation.
The amount that was recommended.
Sure. The total project cost for that particular project is about $2.8 million. We have the CCFC video visitation equipment for approximately $1.5 million. Kinnickinnick Parkway project, 76 to Cleveland, $975,000. And the Historical Center cornice restoration for approximately $4.1 million, for a total amount of approximately $9.4 million for all four projects.
I'm sorry, was the fourth one the Historical Society cornice?
That is correct.
Supervisor Schmidt has the floor.
Okay. I think this will help us in our time as we go through anyway, because we're going to have to talk about this anyway. So some of these projects, whether it be put on the back burner, for example, the Historical Society one, you know, it's not deemed as necessary to be done immediately, but would that be a priority for the next year's budget? Could I ask that question? Or any of these projects, I guess, be the same kind of thing.
Mr. Masterson?
Yes, Chairman, Supervisors. I'll answer part of that, and then I'll defer to more of the policy question to the County Executive's Office.
Okay.
Again, just as kind of a reminder, and I touched on this previously, the county, as you know, has a lot of deferred maintenance and a lot of capital needs. We talked about when the Charles Alice was presenting their budget, their need for boilers. They also have facade and windows and roofing issues as well. I think that's kind of a systematic issue that we have throughout the county. Now, in terms of need, there is need for a lot of projects, and you could argue that a number of projects would be high priority. In fact, they are. In terms of the Historical Society, one of the determinations was the wrap that's placed around the the cornice can be held. It may need to be rewrapped at a cost of approximately $50,000 to $75,000, but it essentially buys you a little bit more time to address other high need projects where you don't have that flexibility to have a temporary fix. You need to address the problem now. So that's kind of addresses that question for the Historical Society and kind of an overall approach that was kind of looked at. In terms of the policy, I'll do that to Risa.
Thank you, Chairman. I guess the only thing I'd like to add is over the next year, we'd like to get better cost estimates of what really needs to be done and how much it really costs, because the $4.1 million seems like a large amount. So we want to do a little further analysis before we commit to it.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, and I'll be done soon. I don't want to prolong, but I guess the point I'm going to make in all these areas, we do have kind of pecking, you know, the gradations, and I presume the CIC, and we follow that as much as we can too, because, like you said, we have so much deferred maintenance. But what needs to be done immediately, and you know, like with our parks and parkways, we all want to fight for our areas, of course. But when it comes down to it, just like we did with the playground equipment, et cetera, is that, you know, this is an F, and this road needs to be done. This road has been waiting for 4 or 5 years, and other have been priorities. So I presume, you know, that's the rationale that's been used. We always talked about that, and we'll see on the pecking order here. And then the other final question I have is on the cash financing. Are we staying within the limits of that? Did I see 21%, but 20% is a goal over a 10-year period? So could that be my last question on that? Do we feel good about that? That's what I'm trying to say. Are there any differences between, again, CIC and county executives? And I'll be done. Thank you.
Sure. Chairman, supervisors, yes, that's when the goal was established in 2003, you basically had an incremental increase. They were trying to get to that 20%. They reached that 20% a couple years ago, so mm-hmm. Now we're at that kind of sustained level. So, yes, we are. Reaching that level, and the recommended budget is at the 20%. In fact, it's over the 20% for cash financing. In terms, and I'm sorry, what was here? I apologize. Here,
no, that answered my question. Okay, I'm fine. Thank you,
Mr. Masterson. To accommodate Dr. Colton's request, in as much as I believe these projects were approved in June, or was it July? When did the Capital Improvements Committee finish its work?
Chairman, supervisors, the memo was submitted to the county board and county executive per the Milwaukee County Ordinance Chapter 36, I believe on May 15th of this year.
Okay. I'm noting such because I believe I heard Dr. Colton indicated that she needed more information as it relates to the cost estimates. Well, the county board doesn't necessarily have them. The Department of Administrative Services would have the cost estimates, ma'am. So that would be the way by which you get them. It sounded as if you were saying, well, I interpreted what you were saying to say that you needed information. We don't have the information, but the department has the information. So unless I misunderstood what you said, it sounded as if you said you were saying that you needed information. You implied that information was not given timely because you talked about having more information on the cost estimates, did you not? Well, when the projects are presented, I believe that there's a cost figure attached to them. If you wanted to drill down with respect to what that meant in terms of projects being completed in phases, maybe that might be what you meant. But as Mr. Masterson indicated, the memo on the Capital Improvements Committee recommendations was distributed in May. So maybe I misunderstood what you were asking for or what you were saying, Dr. Colby. Am I misinterpreting what you were saying? You wanted more detail with respect to how the projects were to be costed over time? Is that what you were looking for? Dr. Colton.
Chairman, I think we're looking to go back to the consultants for those estimates, so we have not done that yet.
The consultants who gave Mr. Masterson and the BAS staff the financial figures? I'm trying to understand what you need.
Chairman, supervisors, the cost estimates are primarily done in, and I'll just kind of speak to the a number of the projects that are done by the A&E section of DOS Facilities Management. The engineers and architects, mechanical service managers, all those folks work with consultants, temp staff, outside third-party engineering firms. They gather all this information in terms of cost estimates and work with them and kind of verify the numbers. So those are then fed to DAS Fiscal Affairs in terms of saying, hey, we worked with these other consultants, we worked with it with our own staff, and these are what we determined as the cost estimates, and then they're given to us. Throughout the year, see this through the fund transfer process, you do have unforeseen things that happen. You have changes in cost estimates due to a variety of things. This is kind of similar to that. If I can back up a little bit with the CIC review process, that was done in a rather condensed format. So a lot of the information that we received was essentially preliminary. So it was kind of, these are what we believe the cost estimates are. This is, we feel comfortable with this, but you, with the understanding that there are some things that may change. There are some items that may be unforeseen that we're still waiting for information on. So the cost estimate may change. In other considerations, you may want to actually go back and look and see, this is a large project. Do we need to do X, Y, and Z? Or should we drill down and get a better number in terms of what really needs to be done to remedy the situation? Those things generally take time in correspondence and back and forth between consultants and A&E staff. So hopefully that addresses some of your question.
Let me continue in as much as if the report was distributed in May, and there might have been the need to confer to get the figures right as far as adjustments here or whatever through the process that you just described. It seems to me that there should be another convening of the committee to come up with what you've come up with, because I'm not getting that what you just said was a process by which we were, as committee members, informed of what these changes were.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Yes, and I think that's kind of an indication. If you remember when we were met last with the CIC Review Committee, we kind of determined that in November, December of this year, we need to meet again and just kind of figure out what are the bugs that occurred throughout the process, because there are a number of items. This is the first go around. There's always things that pop up. There are items that you can do to kind of streamline it and make it better. This would be one of them.
Okay, and I remember that, given that you just said that. So to address what Supervisor Cullen asked for, that will happen. That will happen, but we just were not aware of all these changes, and the changes have to occur,
sure,
but we just weren't updated, and I think that's what Supervisor Cullen needed some clarity on. Supervisors Haas and Jersey, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question for Mr. Masterson on the lists that you were, the four items, I have COGS, KK Parkway and the Historical Center. There's one more?
Video, video visiting system.
Oh.
Which one was that? Was that two?
Video visiting.
Video visiting. Okay. That was 1.5?
For the historical cornice, it was approximately 4.1 million.
Oh, 4.1.
1.5.
Okay, I have those numbers switched for the historical.
Yeah, he did say 1.4. He did say 1.4 for the last one.
I apologize. Yes, the historical cornice restoration is approximately 4.1 million.
Okay.
The CCFC video visitation is approximately 1.5 million.
Okay. And please remind me again, Mr. Masterson, these were things that were dropped from the list that the Capital Improvement Committee came up with, or what is this list again?
Certainly, Chairman, Supervisors. Of the projects that were highly ranked and fell below that bonding cap that the CIC used is kind of a dead cutoff line, those are the four projects that were included in the CIC highly recommended that were not included in either the county executive recommended or through county board action during the July cycle related to the unspent bonds.
That's what I thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I continue to talk about the need to make decisions with regard to facilities planning, because when we had the discussion about the C.B. Richard Ellis report and the strategic planning around facilities, the Cox building came up as one of the possible closures. And yet, on this list of four projects that were not previously ranked, you've got COGS here for a $2.8 million project. Now, you know, we're going to keep having these problems. Last year it was the city campus with a tremendous capital improvement request, and yet we aren't making the decisions. We have got to get to decision making on this. So I'm just going to keep stating that. Why is the COGS building being moved up on a list like this? What is the, I would actually say, what is the emergency? I would almost ask that, is this an emergency need that we're moving everything up for funding this year? I mean, I too, like Schmidt, I have a lot of projects in my district that keep getting languished and moved back. I've got some old trails, the original trails on the Oak Leaf system. I just can't get them replaced. They're gravel now, actually. So I'd like to know why those things were the emergency projects that they're getting moved up, and then that facilities planning. We have got to make some decisions on that, because we should not be putting money into buildings we're going to close.
Chairman, Supervisors, if I understood you correctly, Supervisor Jurisic, you were responding to the $2.8 million for the COGS building for
correct.
The HVAC. Those were not included in the county executives. That was one of the projects that was
not included.
Right,
okay,
right.
Well, I
delineation, four projects in the CIC not included in the county executives. Yes.
And that's good, actually, and hopefully that's the reason you're taking it off.
Well, I'd say that probably is part of one of the factors that would probably lead to that.
All right.
Supervisor Cullen?
Well, just for those of you who didn't have the pleasure of serving on the CIC that we did, I mean, we heard presentations. We sent staff out to look at these things. They came back. The departments then got a chance to say, hey, why wasn't this project included and why was this, and make their arguments. And staff went out again to make these reviews. And so it was, I thought, a pretty good process by the staff, and the committee pretty much went along with all the staff recommendations. You know, for instance, like this video visiting system that they have at the CCFC, I mean, the description we have in it is that, and I'm reading from the May 15th report, the current video visiting system is very fragile. The workstation and server needs to be rebooted in between visiting sessions four times each day, and the station equipment is unreliable. If the system permanently fails, the public will not be able to visit inmates at County Correctional Facility Central. there is no alternative method for the public to visit their loved ones that are incarcerated at CCFC. So that got a score of 19.8 by the committee, not by any supervisors, by the committee of
on a scale of
I think the highest 20? Was maybe about 28, 30.
I think the chairman supervisors, I believe the highest score a project could get was 40. And you had a number of projects. No project got 40, but ranged between, for highly recommended, probably between 18 or 19 to probably 32.
Right. I see 31.8 for one project here. So, and then, so they took that $1.5 million out and aren't going to fund that project. And I'm just looking at one, like, you know, nothing against Lincoln Park. Don't know whose district that is. I know where it is. Lincoln Park Playground was in, and it scored 5.1. Not 19.8, not 9.8, not 15.8, 5.1, but they put that in. So,
yeah.
I mean, we had a process.
I was just misreading this. When I read recommended projects not included on the CEX budget, I was reading that as they're going to be funded even though they weren't included. So it was just, in a way, a misleading description, but I'm happy to hear it's not being. Thank you.
I mean,
I still have the comment about let's get our facilities planning done in order so we can start making reasonable decisions on our capital budget, knowing what we're going to do with facilities.
And Mr. Chair, I think it's still on the floor.
Yes, you do.
I think that was the intent of the CIC. You know, there was no real politics involved. It was give it to the staff, say, rate it the best. I mean, and that's what they did. And then some projects appeared out of nowhere. You know, it just said, well, they're going to do this, but they're not going to do. I mean, I don't know if anybody from the Historical Society is going to be here today to ask us why the CIC recommended $4 million for them, and they are not. I mean, maybe there's a good reason. Maybe there was new information in the interim. Or the KK Parkway had a score of 22.7 from 76 to Cleveland, and that was removed. So,
I recall Supervisor Weishin's comments last year, and in some ways I think he was correct. You know, what are we, potted plants? We're elected to represent our districts and try to make these tough decisions, and now all of a sudden we have another committee as if the elected officials can't do it. So ultimately, we're still going to make the decisions, and it's getting to be somewhat of a convoluted process, but I just hope we're making the best decisions for all of Milwaukee County, and it's very tough to constantly see projects get passed over in your own district, but I understand the realities of it. We have got to make that facilities planning decisions. That to me is more important than any of these committees. Okay, I'm finished. Thank you.
And I wouldn't bet a bottom dollar that this type of conversation is not going to continue during that meeting in November, that follow-up meeting, because this is just smacks of me of somebody doing something not according to what needs to be done, but according to somebody's want. And I'm not talking about a supervisor's want. Now, I know that, for example, the Schultz Center is very important, but for it to have a score of 5.1, when directors such as Dranzik and others had come to the meeting and had complained, wondering why, fighting for some projects to be put into the budget. So, again, I believe we're going to have a vigorous meeting with respect to how this was done, how this process was done. And as much as these four projects, which had been delineated for being included, were not included, and then you have other projects that had very, very low scores, because as you've indicated, the highest score was 40, and if a project is 5.1, that's nowhere near 40. So we're going to have a vigorous discussion in November. Any other comments before we get to the highway projects? Supervisor Stamper and Dr. Colton.
Thank you, Chair. Just for clarity, the conversation in November, how does that correlate with today?
Well, what Mr. Masterson reminded me of is that there is to be an allowance for time to sit down, since this process was, this was the first time that this process was used with the Capital Improvements Committee. That time was scheduled, and it will be in November, to look at the process, what worked, what didn't work, what improvements, what recommendations can be made to improve the process. And so the members of the committee will sit down and basically have a review of what did happen for the recommended project.
Okay, that's for next year, but what about for 2014?
No. Well,
because the meeting looks like it'll be after the adopted budget.
Well, you have a vote on this committee, Supervisor, and an amendment process is going to be in front of us. So
that's not my point. My point is,
what is your point, sir?
What is this? Which ones we going to do?
Oh, we're gonna go through.
That's my point. What
we're
gonna
go through what's on the
group?
Agenda. We're gonna go through what's on the agenda.
Whatever ones get 10 votes.
We're gonna go through the agenda.
Okay, so we're going to go through this, vote on what we want to.
No, we're not going to vote today. We're just going to go through the agenda.
Right.
We're everything is information until budgets come back to us.
Right.
And basically through the amendment process.
How to vote? How much money are we working with to use in order to vote before all the money is filled up before the projects for the 2014? How much money is available to use for the amount of projects?
Supervisor Cohen.
Well, there's approximately, historically, about $36 million that we bond. That's sort of a self-imposed mm-hmm. bonding cap.
Right.
And
$36 million plus.
We're right around, the CIC was right around that, a couple million over. And as Mr. Masterson said, the recommendation from the county executive is a little bit under that.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll have a chance. For instance, the CIC, there was never any discussion, for instance, about Pulaski and Noyes Pool.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, that just appeared in the budget. I mean, that was a capital improvements committee. So they took, you know, $2.5 million to do that. So, you know, we may or may not want to do that, but we'll have votes on that.
I see. And one last question. The CIC and the county executive's recommendation, what type of order was it? Okay, you did the CIC first. Everybody came. Was the county executive part of that process and putting in requests for projects?
I mean, the
membership of the committee, it was set up by a board resolution. I don't recall if the county executive signed it or vetoed it and re-overrode his veto, but became an ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Was Supervisor Johnson, Supervisor Mayo, and myself, the comptroller, two mayors, Kathy Eli, the mayor of Wauwatosa, Steve Scafidi, the mayor of Oak Creek, Mr. Dranzik, and Mr. Pudge were the committee, and Mr. Masterson was also very active in helping the committee.
Okay.
But it was those eight people, I think, that were voting members.
When was that?
The final report. I have a copy of the final report that we got that was issued in May.
May. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So that was April and May. Mr. Maskey, Mr. Comptroller?
Yes. I was appointed the chair of the CIC committee after Mr. Kamholtz left. And one of the things we looked at and we realized when we did the committee is that a lot of the focus was on safety. And that's what, in the methodology that was used, that's what got items a lot of points as a result, was based on safety. One of the issues that we realized that as we are going through is an ongoing project. Let's say you had a project that was funded in one year and needed to be continued funding in the following year, didn't get as much points or didn't quite make it in, so we figured we had to make a modification in the future for ongoing projects. You know, you started it, you had made the decision to do it, how do you finish the funding for that? That was one of the issues. And we realized part of the process that we would go through is that once we saw the exec's budget, we were going to have to see, you know, what was originally approved by the CIC committee and then what was not there. And that's what a lot of your questions are right now, is what was approved by the CIC committee and what made it into the executive's budget. So you have about $36 million of borrowing that is being done for projects. I mean, you have federal and state funding for projects, for example, highway and that. But you have about $36 million of bonding that's available, and you also have tax levy that's in this. You have about $10 million of tax levy that's in these capital projects, too. So you have about, you know, $46 million, you know, for projects, and some of these are only cash finance-related projects. So just the CIC, a lot of the focus was on safety. A lot of the recommendations, we let people go out. It was representatives from all the different areas from outside also. Very fair process. One fall down was probably for ongoing projects of how do you continue those. So if there's differences on that, you could see that. But I think it's fair to ask the question, and that's what we why we wanted to meet back in November again, was to go back through the process and kind of revisit it of where we were at. But, you know, we realized that the CIC was making these recommendations, going through it, and that most likely that there would be differences between the exec and that. Very fair to ask those questions back to the exec's office. Why did you choose these over the CIC committee? And it should be clear to you of which items are there and aren't there. And I see all of you writing those down as they're telling those to you. I'll make sure that I get out a listing to you as the chair of which items weren't funded as part of the project so that you all have the same list and the same dollar amount towards that and to that item. The process will get better, and you can count more on it, but it was a very fair process. We depended a lot upon the staff to go out and view the projects, look at the items that were there. So as I said, very fair process, a lot of focus on safety. We wanted to do a follow-up in November. The one fall down was probably for those projects that were continuing funding of how do you finish the funding for those items. So if you see in this project where there is ongoing funding and it wasn't a CIC recommendation, it's because the way we did the rating for it or did the review of those, we didn't quite know how to balance that into the project or into our rating system. So that would be, I would say, the one fall down in our process. So I just wanted to make those comments. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Matheson.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Just to kind of piggyback on Mr. Mansky's comments, when the execs looking or when the execs budget was put together, ongoing projects were considered, as well as committed projects. And what a committed project is basically any agreements or rules or regulations from outside federal or state agencies, local agencies, that require county funding, full funding or partial funding. A good example of that would be the recent LMA or lease and management agreement that we signed with the War Memorial and the Art Museum. And I believe there's about $5.6 million scheduled for 2014 that the county is responsible for. So that eats up $5.6 million of your bonding. And another example of that would be the Milwaukee Public Museum. Again, another recent agreement that we signed this year that commits the county to up to $4 million over the next couple of years. There's approximately $1.7 million just under that included in the 2014 project. So there you're looking at between $7 and $8 million spread between just those two organizations that the county's committed to. Overall, with ongoing and committed projects, you're looking at about $28.1 million. So that that leaves you with about $8.5 million of basically bond cap to play with. So I just wanted to let policymakers know. And that's really something that's kind of, I don't know if it's necessarily been something that's been at discussion at Finance Committee, but I guess implicitly it's something that you've always kind of dealt with throughout the budgeting process.
Dr. Colton, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Just getting back to a previous item about the parks items. The reason the parks items are in here, last year the county executive made a multi-year commitment to inner city neglected parks that haven't had attention for many years. So that's why I don't think that was considered by the CIC. So that's why the discrepancies there, those projects are funded because it's a strong commitment of the county executive that these parks are important and we need to pay attention to them.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. I don't know if anyone has been watching what the city's been doing, City of Milwaukee, some creative financing, particularly around, well, I think they're doing it with Century City, but also but with the libraries and the use of New Markets tax credits. It involves the Redevelopment Authority in that for a period of time it the asset is owned by a by an LLC or a for-profit, we'll call it. But at the end of that seven-year investment period, it'll revert to normal public ownership. But it's allowing them to draw down the New Markets tax credit investment. And it came to mind as I looked at something like the Historical Society, where you've got a $4 million, just one project, the cornice alone is a $4 million project. There are probably several other capital, although I know we've been doing a lot there. But I'm just wondering whether on some of those big ones we've ever explored some of those alternative strategies. In the case of a historical building, there'd be historic tax credits. In the case of other buildings, depending on location, New Markets tax credits. Obviously, we can't use the tax credits, but you syndicate them. You sell them to investors. So it's just an idea that, you know, it's not something we're going to do in this budget, but it might be worth talking with the city about how they have used their redevelopment authority to leverage that sort of investment. It's millions of dollars in outside investment that you would not otherwise have and that you don't pay back because the investor is getting tax credits.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments before we go to the highway projects? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted the opportunity to just get some insight. So I'm looking at a project like the Kinnickinnick Parkway, 76 to Cleveland. That's on the CIC ranking of 22.7. And then I see another project that was included that might be ranked below that. That's very similar in scope, pavement, maybe drainage included. And some of those are lower, particular like the Layton Avenue intersection, South 60, if that's at 19.7. So just want to get some insight of, you know, how do you include one and leave out the other?
Mr. Masterson?
Certainly. Chairman, supervisors, has kind of been touched upon. The CIC process, again, it's something that we're kind of working out the kinks on. And there are certain things that should have been included in the analysis that necessarily weren't. Some of it was due to time constraints, some of it was because it was new, some of it's because we didn't simply have the information. One of those things, again, we just spoke about was whether a project was ongoing or had committed agreements with. You state the highway projects. A number of those projects have agreements with the state of Wisconsin. So it basically commits the county to those projects. Any money that's spent, and Clark and Brian, please correct me if I'm wrong, any money that's spent out of that's expended on those projects, and if the project is not, completed, if the county abandons it, it means that we don't get that match from the state. We're on the hook for that cost. So you're going to have changes reflected in there that'll address some of the differences that you see between the CIC committee and the county executives' recommended budget. It's taking into account those things that should have been included in the CIC, things that we kind of learned in hindsight, but were kind of captured in the county executive's phase.
Thank you. Let's go to item number one. I believe it's been announced. Director Dranzik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Just in brief, Brian Dranzik, Director of Transportation, along with Clark Wontuck, Director of Highway Operations. The highway capital budget is supported by federal or state funding for all the projects that you see, with the exception of the Culvert project, which is local. So it does have that component of the federal or state funding piece. And in many cases, they are ongoing, as has been discussed. And that's just, you know, just a brief overview of what's going on with these highway projects. We're here to answer any questions that you have.
Any questions related to item number one? Any comments, questions?
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You said federal and state funding is being provided. How much is, I want to check with, make sure this is correct. How much is being provided by state and federal funding?
Clark Wontek, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. The projects themselves have a variety of funding levels. Some projects have a 90-10 split. Those would be our highway safety improvement programs. There's other projects that have an 80-20 split with a match. There are other projects under our county highway program, under the CHIP program, that would have a 50-50 split. But what you're seeing in the budget is there's either a design phase, a right-of-way phase, or a construction phase. So each of those phases take on new meaning relative to the project. There are some parts of those projects that are what we consider non-participating, which the county would fund 100%. So through that mix, I can say that out of the $11.5 million that's in the budget, roughly $5.9 million is county funded. The other balance is state federal aid funded, or and or a share by the local communities that also participate in the cost of those projects.
On all your projects, how many are ongoing? Do you know that?
There are nine projects.
Nine are ongoing?
Ongoing, nine were new.
Nine are new, nine are ongoing?
Correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey.
I know Highways has their own list of priority projects. Have you been consistently using that list?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, yes, we have. That's consistent with our five-year planning list, and that's there are times when a project may get juggled here and there, and that's largely because we'll get funding through like an SDP program or CMAQ or a HISA project that may cause something to bump, but we do stay consistent with the five-year capital planning list.
And maybe just to make things easy this morning, I would ask, if, as we go through all the highway, just identify the funding and pull out for us if it has not been on the list, that you pulled it off for some reason. I'd want to know that. And I don't want to have to keep asking that question. So if that happened, would you identify it when we get to the project?
Sir, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I can tell you in the first list, these are all HSIP-related projects, which is a 90-10 program.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Hans, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My understanding that we had previously done a bond transfer for the much-discussed work on, can you guess it?
Washboard or something?
Something about that, yeah. East Layton, of course. We did a fund transfer earlier in this year for, you know, this project apparently will happen next year, which is the bidding came back for the committee's information. The bidding on that came back very, very high, unacceptably high. So it was, in fact, it was delayed until next year. That's it. So we've done the fund transfer. Does that carry over, or will we need to reissue that, or can the gentleman inform us on that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the project you're referring to is East Layton Avenue from Howell to Pennsylvania. We were able to have this state of Wisconsin sponsor the costs associated with the construction of that project as long as the county did the design. So the bond issue that you're referring to was roughly $30,000 that our staff did the design for that project. The state is actually paying for 100% of the cost for construction. So it's in their hands to award that contract, sure. And they are in the process of rebidding it. They believe the costs were high because of trying to get it done late in the year. Now that it's going to be early next year, we believe that the bids will be more favorable with regard to that project. So there is no delay to that, and it's actually nothing in this budget refers to that diamond grinding project. And if I may add, as far as the $11.5 million in the program, roughly $10 million of that is the continuation of projects. There's roughly $1.7 million are the new projects relative to starting the design.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, will we have to do another fund transfer next year, or does the money has the engineering been done? Is that completed? Therefore, does not need to be done again?
Correct. The engineering is complete. The project lies now with the state to do the award and construct the project at 100% the state's cost.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, my understanding is it is well out of our hands, and so we don't need to directly worry about it in this capacity.
For the diamond grinding project, that is correct.
Very good.
It's off the washboard and the ringer.
Off the washboard and the ringer. Classic words, Supervisor Jersey. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Wontok, let me understand. The 90-10 split is for the highway safety improvement projects. 80-20 is for county highway action projects. What was 50-50 for?
The county highway improvement program. The state provides communities. The county gets roughly $2 million on a match of 50-50, and that's for the 14 and 15-year cycle. It runs on a two-year cycle.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Anything else for item number one?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Are those numbers, are they indicated in this budget?
Yep.
Roughly. I took, for example, on page 32. Oh, excuse me.
Page
31. Well, let's go back. I should go back to the first one. On page 26.
Yeah.
Our contribution of $121,524 over the appropriation for this year of $1,145,940 is roughly 89% to 11%, so 90 to 10 as he's indicated.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, any more comments, questions on the first one? Well, let's go to the second one.